the Martin and Lewis Show. The National Broadcasting Company brings you, transcribed from Chicago, the Martin and Lewis Show, featuring Sheldon Leonard, Flo McMichael, Dick Stabile and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Though the sidewalks are crowded with busy Christmas shoppers, Jerry and Dean sit sad and forlorn in their hotel room as they contemplate spending their holiday away from home.
Oh, Dean, I'm so unhappy.
Ah, Jerry, don't cry.
But I don't like this hotel room. There's no fireplace, and that means there's no chimney. How's Santa Claus gonna get in?
Oh, Jerry, you're 23 years old now. You shouldn't be so disappointed if Santa Claus doesn't visit you.
But I am. When he came down the chimney, I wanted to light a fire and give him a hot foot.
Now, what have you got against Santa Claus? Didn't he bring you just what you asked for last year? Toy soldiers?
I didn't like the toy soldiers. All night long, they kept getting me out of bed to salute them.
Jerry, when are you going to grow up?
Dean, I'm growing up. Didn't I go to bed last night without you playing? This little piggy went to market with my toes.
You know, it is kind of strange, Jerry, that we haven't had any invitations anywhere. Everybody throws parties this time of the year.
If your name was only Tom, we could get into any Christmas party.
My name was Tom.
Sure, at Christmas parties, they always have Tom and Jerry's. Really Jerry, so I said if your name was Tom, it would be Tom and Jerry. See, it's like a whole joke, and when the people hear it, they're supposed to laugh. It would be you and I'd be Jerry, and it's like, I wish I was dead.
Hey, Jerry, look what it says here. Invitations have been sent out to all of Chicago society for the mayor's Christmas ball. Every important person in the city will attend. Jerry, we're not invited.
So what? I can get invitations very easily. I'll just call the mayor. Give me the phone. Hello, mayor's office? Say, this is Jerry Lewis. Dean Martin and I want tickets to the mayor's Christmas ball. Do I know the mayor? Well, I don't like to talk, but 23 years ago when he was running for alderman, he kissed me. He remembers and he's still mad?
Well, it was his own fault. He should know better than to squeeze a nervous baby. Goodbye.
He said they're terribly sorry, but there are no invitations left. Get that, Dean, will you? It might be a phone call.
Hello? Yes? A telegram? All right. Uh-huh. Yes. Well, thank you. Goodbye. Jerry, that was from Harry Cohen of Columbia Pictures. He's coming to town to discuss a picture with us, and he says he'll see us at the mayor's ball.
Gee, Dean, if Harry Cohen doesn't see us at the Christmas ball, he'll figure we're not important enough to use in a picture.
Oh, we just got to get into that ball some way.
Maybe we could sneak in, huh?
Jerry, it's impossible for anyone to sneak in anywhere.
Oh, wouldn't say that, fellas.
Sophie Leonard, how did you get in here?
Oh, I was in your closet. You see, I was spraying White Shoulders perfume on the morts.
Spraying perfume on the morts?
Yeah. You see, then the morts will leave your clothes full of nice-smelling holes. You see, because I happen to know your problem, boys, and I am just the guy that can fix you up with City Hall, because, you know, I used to be in politics.
Soapy, you weren't a politician.
Well, not exactly. They called me a political taxidermist. See, I stuff ballot boxes.
Ah, Sophie, come on, stop kidding. Did you ever really succeed in politics?
Oh, why, yes, sir. I sure did. Why, I ran for mayor of Calumet City, and I was a very... Just so happens I was a very popular candidate, see? The other politicians, they appeal to the man on the street. Not me. I appeal to the man in the gutter. I was honest, though. I was very honest. I promised them nothing, and I lived up to it.
Look, Sophie, how does all this help our problem?
How? Well, through my connections, I happen to know Trigger Rockaway, who was a very big political man, and he will square you up with City Hall, and you'll get invited to the Christmas ball. Well, here is Trigger's office address.
Gee, Sophie, we'll never be able to thank you, so don't expect it. Let's go, Dean, huh?
Well, this must be Trigger Rockaway's office. Let's go on in.
Pardon me, lady. We're Martin and Lewis, and we'd like to see Trigger Rockaway.
Sit down and shut up. Now, just a minute. Nobody's going to talk to me that way.
Easy, Dean. Don't get angry. Remember, she may be somebody's father.
What do you want to see Trigger about? I'm his bodyguard.
A woman bodyguard? That's ridiculous.
Come on, put up your mitts and fight. Go ahead, take a swing at my jaw. What's the matter? Don't you want to fight a woman? You scared of me?
Well, you see, I haven't been too well.
How come you're Trigger's bodyguard?
We knew each other years ago. When we was young, Trigger was in love with me. He used to walk home from reform school with me and carry my burglar tools.
Well, then, is this all you do now?
Nah, I have a hobby on the side. A little bird shop.
Hey, you probably raise stool pigeons.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? How would you like me to tie a bow tie around your neck?
I'm not wearing a bow tie.
I know. I'll make it out of your legs. Now, beat it.
Chief.
You know, Jack, maybe we could go directly to the secretary that handles the tickets.
Yeah. I'll go get the address. Wait here. And while you're waiting, you might as well sing a song.
Oh, I can't just go ahead and sing a song.
Oh, all right. I'll introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, because of circumstances beyond our control, there will now be a song from Dean Martin. So sing.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, but I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, but I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy Toot Toots and Rummy Tum Tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls and toddle and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too, Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout, cause I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, Jerry, this is the address of the secretary of the mayor's Christmas ball.
Yeah, Dean. Let's knock. We'd like to... Why, hello, Daisy Esther.
Yeah, hello, Daisy Esther.
Hello.
No, Daisy, we thought the secretary of the mayor's Christmas ball lives here.
Oh, she does. Mama's the secretary. Call her. Mama. Oh, Mama.
Daisy, how many times have I told you not to shout? Mr. Martin and, dear, dear Mr. Lewis. Daisy, why didn't you tell me that Mr. Lewis had come to court you? When is the wedding?
Wedding? Daisy and I aren't getting married. I'm not ready for marriage. I have a barber and a partner to support. Wedding is a big step. It involves emotions and problems and money and decisions, and I refuse to get married. I absolutely refuse to get married.
But why?
Oh, I just don't feel it.
Mother, don't beg Jerry. It's his loss if he doesn't realize that I'm a combination Jane Russell, Betty Grable, Lana Turner, and Rita Hayworth. Deep down inside of me, I'm a burning, yearning fire, just waiting to explode.
Are you for real?
Mrs. Van Loo.
Yes.
Jerry and I would like a couple of invitations to the mayor's ball.
Oh, but we're inviting only the elite, people of culture, people who travel.
Travel? Dean and I have traveled.
Really? Have you ever been abroad?
87 times last year alone.
87 times abroad?
Sure. How long does it take to cross Lake Michigan?
Tell me, did you ever swim in the Mediterranean?
No, but we made a dive on Clark Street.
Jesting.
Oh, no, Mrs. Van Loop. Jerry and I really have been around. We've mingled with the nobility of the world.
Sure, we know them all. King George, Queen Elizabeth, Queen Mary, Duke Ellington. If you don't believe me, I'll show you. Where's the phone? Hello, operator. Get me King George in England. If he's not at the palace,
try Winston Churchill's house. The boys play canasta on Monday night.
Come on, Jerry, cut it out.
Young man, you're a stupid, imbecilic moron, and until you learn proper etiquette, don't ever come near my daughter again.
Well, Jerry, I guess we're out of luck. We won't be meeting the president of Columbia Pictures at the mayor's Christmas ball. Well, let's go back to the hotel. Well, Jerry, here we are, right back in the hotel room where we started.
Gee, this isn't going to be much of a Christmas this year.
Ah, forget it, kid. Hey, look out the window, Jerry. It's snowing.
Yeah, it's snowing.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Now I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card that I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may your Christmas be one.
Gee, that was beautiful, Dean. It made me feel good.
Well, fellas, your worries are over. I've got you an invitation to the ball, and it is perfect in every respect, except that it is slightly forged.
Ah, come on. Let me see that invitation, Soapy.
Uh-huh.
It looks all right. Ah, wait a minute. We can't use this. It's made out to a Count Minestrone and a Sir Yorkshire.
Well, don't you worry about a thing, boys, because I have got it. You see, Dean, you go as Count Minestrone, and Jerry right here is Sir Yorkshire.
Oh, I don't think it'll work, Soapy. After all, Jerry and I don't have noble family backgrounds.
Are you kidding, Buster? Noble family. I will prove you come from noble backgrounds because I will trace your family tree back. Now, Jerry, tell me, do you have any relatives who are apes?
No, but I have a second cousin who won't come down off the chandelier.
Now, Jerry, look, I want you to think back and tell me whether there were any important Lewises in the family.
All righty. Important Lewises, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see. There was I.J. Lewis, the Fox King. There was Foxy Lewis, the I.J. King. And there was I.J. Fox, the Lewis King. Got to go way back to the first important Lewises, though. Way back. Way back.
Summon brave knight Sir Lancelot to the round table.
Call for Sir Jerry Lancelot. Call for Sir Jerry Lancelot.
Out of the star windows to you. You wanted me, O noble King Arthur, king of the round table, fairest of them all.
Ah, brave knight, I am sad. I want you to go forth and slay the dragon so I can sing again.
You have just talked me out of it. Noble King Arthur, is this the wicked dragon that breathes fire and has killed 100 knights?
Yes, that's the one, brave Sir Lancelot. What sayest thou?
Bye.
Napoleon Lewis, darling, how about a great big kiss?
Not tonight, Josephine.
Oh, take me in your arms and squeeze me and hug me. I am yours.
Not tonight, Josephine.
Oh, Napoleon, chérie, I want you to make the passionate love to me.
Not tonight, Josephine.
Why do you keep saying not tonight, not tonight?
I don't want to louse up the history book. You know, Soapy, you're right. My ancestors were very important people.
I'll tell you what, Soapy. We'll take a chance and use the invitation to the Christmas ball. I'll be Count Minestrone, and Jerry can go as Sir Yorkshire.
Well, that's perfect. That's great. Now, all we need are a couple of disguises to dress you up as the Count Minestrone and Sir Yorkshire.
We made it. We're finally here at the Christmas ball.
Dean, I'm scared. You think anybody will recognize us in these military uniforms?
Oh, don't be silly. How could they? I'm wearing a beard and you're wearing a monocle. Jerry, where's your monocle?
It got cold today, so I'm wearing it over the hole of my head.
Quiet, Jerry. Quiet.
Gentlemen, may I see your invitation?
Here you are.
I beg your pardon, Your Highness. The Count Minestrone and Sir Yorkshire.
Thank you. Here you are, my good man. Something for your trouble.
Oh, thank you, sir. Just what I always wanted. A wet tea bag.
Quite all right. No strings attached. Oh.
All right, now, Jerry, watch your accent. Here comes Mrs. Van Loop.
Okay, Dean.
Allow me to introduce myself to your highness. My name is Mrs. Gloria Van Loop.
Charmed and all that sort of rot, I'm sure. Pip, pip, cheerio, rather, and Sir Sedgwick Hardwick.
The pleasure's all of mine, Mr. Van Loop. I've heard so much about your country. Mrs. Van Loop, may I present to my good friend and ambassador, the famous Sir Yorkshire.
I'm at your service, milady.
British, aren't you?
No, English. Anyone for tea and crumpets? Anyone for fish and chips? Anyone for anyone?
Oh, my, what a wonderful sense of humor you have, Sir Yorkshire.
Yeah, that's right. My friend here has a card, my dear Mr. Van Loopy. Could I be the first one to wish you a Merry Christmas?
Oh, thank you, Count Minestrone. You are a gentleman. Tell me, Count, what would you do if I stood under the mistletoe and closed my eyes?
I'd wake you up when it's time to leave.
Your little joke. Do you gentlemen dance?
Only when we're alone.
Your Highness, may I compliment you on your dress uniforms? You look magnificent. Count Minestrone, tell me, what are you famous for?
The Battle of Pasta Fazu.
Famous for, Sir Yorkshire?
Pudding.
Oh, come down, you're too modest, Your Highness. Just look at all those medals on your chest. Are you a 5-star general?
No, I'm a 4-star coward. What?
Oh, how exciting! You boys have been through quite a bit, haven't you?
I beg your pardon, gentlemen. I'm a reporter for the Associated Press. What country do you two represent?
I represent one of the world's greatest countries, schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia? Never heard of it. Must be a very small country.
It's a pretty small place, kid.
Schizophrenia is so tiny that when a Sophie Tucker comes to see us, most of her is across the border.
I happen to know every country on the globe. How come I never heard of schizophrenia?
That's because we move it every year.
Move a country? Why on earth would you move a country?
Lost our lease.
Let us in. I am the real Count Minestrone. These men are imposters.
And I am the real Sir Yorkshire. How dare you masquerade as our highnesses?
Imposter! Fraud! I challenge you to a duel. Undark.
Okay, if that's the way you feel about... Look out, Jerry. I'm drawing my sword.
Dean! Dean!
Oh, can't you see I'm busy? What do you want?
Don't cut yourself.
I am the best swordsman in all Europe. I will cut you to pieces.
Don't worry, Dean. Don't worry. I'll get you out of this. I'll save you. Help, murder, please. Throw the bums out. Throw the bums out. We're the bums. You all right, Dean?
Yeah, Jerry. Thanks for saving my life, though. That real count would have killed me if you hadn't gotten us thrown out by the cops.
Yeah, and I would have been next. Just imagine us both on his sword. I can see the headlines now. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Shish kebab. I just had to do something, Dean. Besides, it's much too near Christmas to get into fight.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry. Come on, get up. Let's start walking.
Yeah. Gee, Dean. Everything's sure pretty out tonight, huh?
Uh-huh. Snow's still falling. Lights from the shop windows and
Christmas trees lined up along Michigan Boulevard here?
Gee, Dean, I can remember Christmas when I was a kid. I sure wish I could be home in Newark, New Jersey with my family this Christmas.
Well, Jerry, in a few days we'll be down in Miami, Florida, opening our act at the Beachcomber Nightclub.
Yeah. At least I'll get to see my dad down in Miami. He's opening at the 5 o'clock club, the same night we opened, Dean. Hey, Dean. Listen.
Yeah, I can hear it, Jerry. Right down there at this next corner. People gathered around that big Christmas tree under the street light.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Dean. Maybe we can join in with them.
Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
That was really beautiful, Dean.
You know, Jer, when I was a little kid back home in Steubenville, Ohio, I remember Christmas Eve at our house. All the brothers and sisters and cousins and uncles and aunts, Mom and Pop, they're all in the front room. The tree would be lighted, and before we'd open our presents, we'd gather around and sing in Italian.
Not the slain, not the sacra. Tutte calme e tutte luci con la Vergine Madre Pia, sacro infante tenere bon. Dorme in pace del cielo, dorme in pace del cielo.
I'm very happy tonight.
That's good, Jeff.
Are you, Dean?
Yeah.
Christmas to all of you listening tonight, to your families, a Merry Christmas. And God bless you all.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.